Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with the Community Comment. Over the years, my political beliefs really haven't changed that much. I consider myself conservative, and when it comes to social issues, I really want to help the poor, not the lazy. The problem I seem to have is that I cannot really associate with any of the main political parties. My family grew up Democrats. We embraced politicians like John F. Kennedy. Jimmy Carter made it easy to be a Republican, and that is how I registered to vote when I turned 18. Today's Republican is more liberal than John F. Kennedy. President Obama has turned the Democrat Party into one that embraces socialism. The Obama presidency is going to be a historical joke. The amount of debt he has accumulated on his watch is outrageous. It will probably send the United States into bankruptcy. His foreign policy seems to change daily, and we have lost the respect of our allies, and our enemies no longer fear us. The politicians that get elected in 2014 and 2016 will be crucial to where the future of our great country is headed. Regardless of your political beliefs, two things need to change if the United States of America is going to survive. We need to reduce our debt, and we need to have the best military in the world. It is plain and simple. I get bombarded with political emails, and for the most part, they are entertaining, if nothing else. I received one last week that was titled My Bucket List for 2014 and 2016. This is exactly how I feel. No party affiliation, no liberal or conservative titles, and no hidden agendas. First and foremost, we need to put God back in America. We have let a minority of Americans push God out the door in order to keep from offending a very small percentage of our population. The second thing we need to do is close our borders. The strain on our resources from those who enter our country illegally is crippling. We can build a wall that will stop 99.9% of everyone attempting to get into the United States with just 1 month's worth of the welfare money we are spending on these illegals. The third thing is simple. We need Congress and on the same retirement and health care plans as everybody else. The fourth thing is also very simple. Our official language is English only. We don't need to print instructions in 30 different languages. The fifth item on my list is that we have a mandatory drug screening before anyone can receive welfare and random screening once you are on welfare. How does drug screening violate the rights of someone receiving free money? I get drug screened before I get the job that generates the taxes that pays for welfare. Finally, I want our country to abide by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. We need to honor those in the military and honor our flag once again. We need to balance our budget and pass a law that we quit giving money to other countries if we do not have a balanced budget. I cannot comprehend how we can borrow money to give away to other countries. Sometimes we give billions of dollars to countries that are our enemies, and yet our military families are not paid enough to keep themselves off of food stamps. I wish we could have a new political party that would embrace these few simple ideas. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.